Justice Ann Walsh Bradley.
Stage and shortly introducing to you Justice Elect Susan Susan understands the importance of an independent judiciary. She cares deeply about the role of courts and our judicial system. Susan cares about each and every one of the people of this state. She knows that the people of Wisconsin are smart. They're hardworking, good values. They want a system of justice that works for everyone.
Yeah.
Cares deeply about the 5.9 million people that call Wisconsin home. And I know that when she will be sitting there on the bench, she will be standing up for the people of Wisconsin. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it thrills me to introduce tonight Justice Elect, the future of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Susan Crawford.
Received a phone call from Judge Brad Schimmel conceding the race. And I want to thank him. He was very gracious, and I wish him and his family well. And to the people of Wisconsin, thank you! Thank you for trusting me to serve you on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This campaign has been an incredible, life-altering experience in so many ways. And I'm so grateful to have earned the trust and support of voters across this great state. And I'm here tonight because I've spent my life fighting to do what's right. That's why I got into this race, to protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of all Wisconsinites. Yes. Growing up in Chippewa Falls, I was blessed with a loving family. Yeah, Chippewa! Yeah! It was a great community where people watched out for each other. And my experiences growing up in small town Wisconsin shaped me into the person that I am today. Someone who values hard work, common sense, honesty, and who can tell right from wrong. Someone who watches out for people. But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world. For justice in Wisconsin. And we won! I've spent my whole career fighting for Wisconsin as a prosecutor, a lawyer, a judge, and now a soon-to-be justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Standing up for our fundamental rights and freedoms, protecting Wisconsin families and communities. My promise to Wisconsin is clear. I will be a fair, impartial, and common sense justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I want to thank everyone across the state who helped to get us to this point. I'm here because of you. To every volunteer who made this happen, for every phone call, every door knocked, every text sent, every postcard written and mailed, it all paid off. Thank you so much. To all of my friends and colleagues, thank you for your unwavering support, friendship, and words of encouragement. To my campaign staff, led by the incredible Cassie Fidelli. Thank you for all of your work to make this happen. All the late nights, all the long drives. I'm so grateful to all of you for all your work. Thank you. She's the best. They're all the best. To all of our partners and everyone who worked so tirelessly to get us to this point, thank you. And to my friends, justices, Ann Walsh Bradley. Justice Rebecca Dallet. Justice Jill Karofsky. And Justice Janet Protasewicz. I'm so humbled to have had all of your unwavering support and encouragement since day one in this race. And to Anne, although no one can truly fill your shoes. I am incredibly honored to succeed you on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You leave an incredible legacy of service to our state, and you are the embodiment of fairness and integrity, and I'll try to make you proud. And to my family who stand with me here today. My husband, Sean. My kids, Fred and Maisie. My brothers, Eric and Philip, who are here somewhere. There they are. My nephew, Evan. And to my mom and dad and the rest of the family watching from home. Thank you for all of your love and support and for standing by me throughout this crazy journey. And to Petra and Phoebe, our furry friends. And to my mom, happy birthday. I know how glad you are to see the TV ads end. So today, Wisconsinites fended off an unprecedented attack on our democracy. Our fair elections and our Supreme Court. And Wisconsins stood up and said loudly that justice does not have a price. Our courts are not for sale. And you have entrusted me with great responsibilities, and I will carry them out with honesty, dedication, and integrity. I will work hard each and every day to uphold our Constitution and administer justice for the people of Wisconsin. I look forward to working with my colleagues on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to deliver fair and impartial decisions. And while we celebrate tonight, I want to share some words of the great Honorable Thurgood Marshall, which I find fit the unprecedented moment we are living in. Democracy just cannot flourish amid fear. Liberty cannot bloom amid hate. Justice cannot take root amid rage. America must get to work. In the chill climate in which we live, we must go against the prevailing wind. We must dissent from the indifference. We must dissent from the apathy. We must dissent from the fear, the hatred, and the mistrust. We must dissent because America can do better, because America has no choice but to do better. Together, we will confront and overcome the challenges we face. As our state's motto says, everybody,
forward!
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Wisconsin. I am forever grateful. Thank you.